Welcome to another episode of Let's and Bets. I'm your host, Nate, here with my co-host, as always, Preston. What's up, man?
Hey man, we're back in the saddle. Stoked for another week here.
That's right. We got lots to talk about. We've got some tennis. We got the NBA playoffs heating up. Lots of different things. So,
Good content. Yeah, let's get it.
let's see here. I wanted to get your opinion. Over the weekend, Rude beats Tsitsipas, wins his first tournament ever over 250. What do you think?
Huge milestone for him, I think. I think Rude's one of those guys. I really like Rude, but we've always just talked, me and Keith, we've always talked about him as being one of those guys that kind of just shows up or is happy to be there, just as a joke. But I really like him and I want him to do well. And it was really cool to see him get to the final against Rafa, I thought, in Roland Garros. But yeah, so he has like those flashes of greatness, but then he's just never broken through. So it's really cool, I think, to see him break through. Hopefully we can see him get some more consistency at those 500, 1000 levels now. Now that he's seen one. Yeah, man, what do you think about it?
I mean, he's just rock solid, man. Like, I'm just looking at his results this year. He made it to the quarterfinals at Indian Wells, the semifinals in Estoril, that he made the finals in Monte Carlo, and then obviously just won Barcelona. He's having another solid year. It's just like the last couple of years. So yeah, like you said, it's cool to see him finally get over that hump, and maybe that opens the floodgates, and he's gonna start. We got Rome
Hopefully
coming
it
up
does.
in a couple of weeks, and depending on how he does it, if he were to get the Rome title, I'd maybe take him
Wow.
seriously at Roland Garros.
Even if he makes a run to the semi or final.
For sure.
Yeah.
But what's funny about that is last year, was it Medvedev that won Rome? And then
He did.
he like lost he lost round one at Roland Garros, so I feel like threw me for a loop.
Such a phantom win. I think everybody was surprised that he won Rome, and then
I mean,
and then he did what he was expected to do at Roland Garros.
I hate to draw this comparison, but it kind of reminds me a little bit of Rublev winning Monte Carlo last year. Like, he won a 1000, but I don't think anyone took him serious at Roland Garros, and he's kind of gone back to his he's hit his old ceiling since
That's a
that.
very good point.
So
Yeah, that's a
maybe
very good point.
so what's going on this week in the tennis world? Madrid, we were just taking a look at the current odds on favorites. The first round is underway as of today, and tomorrow. So a lot of the big names will be in action over the next couple of days. But right now, Alcaraz is the slight favorite over Sinner. He's a plus 225 to Sinner's plus 240. And then Zverev at plus 800, Tsitsipas, Rude, and then Nadal plus 1800.
Rafa, Rafa.
After watching his performance last week against, oh, who was it? It wasn't Von der Schulp. It was who beat him?
Demonar.
Dimonar, yeah. He didn't look he looked all right in the first set. I watched that match, and then the wheels kind of came off. I'm not sure what to expect. Though he this kid he's playing tomorrow, did you see this? 16 years
I
old.
16. My dad said 16 too. I cannot believe that. I didn't know, man. And he's from the US too. That's crazy. We see 16-year-olds. They're usually from somewhere else, not here.
Yeah, it's
So
wild.
that is wild. I wonder how much game firepower he's. I mean, he's. I've seen something like Nadal's -5,000 against him or something.
I was gonna say, I
So
was
I
gonna look
mean.
at the lineup. I knew it was massive, so it should be a cakewalk for Nadal as long as his body doesn't fall apart, but
We'll see,
it'll
man.
be
Maybe that guy's like João Fonseca over there.
yeah
2.0.
yeah look at that. Minus
6,600.
600. Yeah, that's so. I mean, this cool opportunity for this Darwin Blanche kid, but it looks like Nadal's a heavy favorite there. But yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a lot of value, just to be honest, on him winning the on him winning the whole thing.
No, I mean,
But
we said that about it was Barcelona last week,
yeah.
and I just don't see it. I don't see any runs from him, not in a disrespectful way. Just his body has to
Yeah,
be in a much better place,
it's just
you
where
know?
he's at in his career now. Who what
Exactly.
do you see any good value looking at these odds though for Madrid this week? Anything like jump out to you? But before we started recording, you know, Hurkacz ship plus 2800, you were surprised by. You
I
thought that was
am. The only
a little
reason
high.
I do, but I do that. I think that because I've been paying attention to his recent tournaments. I know he did make a final recently out of clay, so he has that going for him. But in his recent tournaments, he'll be playing like Garin, like Pablo Lamas Ruiz, like 140, 90 ranked in the world, and he's like minus 140 to win the match, you know, like these crazy lines for a top 10 player right there in
Yeah.
top 10.
Yeah.
And so I see those lines and I'm like, yeah, I don't understand how he gets a future like that to win a 1,000 clay, but you know,
Yeah.
against players like that, he's just I don't see it happening. And any draw in a 1,000 is a gauntlet, you know, for
Yeah.
anybody. Like you got to play 6, 7 hard matches and play good tennis through it. So Hurkacz surprised me being that high. Yeah, I do think I know I mean Zverev is a dog on clay and he hasn't been playing well. I wouldn't be surprised to see him turn it up somewhere. Maybe
Yeah.
it's not here, but maybe one of the big clay tournaments I would see him in at least like a semi or somewhere
Yeah,
around there. But
yeah,
I do see
yeah.
some value there because I mean he made the final at Roland Garros, right? Before then he got hurt when he's playing Rafa.
The semi. Was that the
That was the
semi?
semi.
I think when he rolled his when he
It
hurt his
you're
ankle. Yeah.
yeah, you're right, because he played Ruud in the final. Rafa did.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he can go the distance in clay, you know, he has that game and now he's back healthy. We've seen him the last few months, he's really made a run, you know. I mean
Yeah.
he's Can we pull up his results, Zverev?
Yeah.
Could you?
Because I know a
Because
lot he I think he what was it, the quarters at Monte Carlo? Let's see
yeah,
here.
just he's been
Oh, I guess
really
they're out of
solid at the
16.
maybe not,
He made the
maybe
quarters
not.
in Munich last week. He made the semis at Miami, but obviously not clay.
Quarters in, yeah, maybe not. I was overlooking that.
But I mean,
Well, I mean,
he's not playing bad though, just like overall tennis. He's made a couple semifinals and quarterfinals over the last month or two, so. And
there's my dark
historically,
horse.
yeah, historically he's been solid on clay.
I'm picking it. I mean, plus 800 is not really a dark horse. He's the third favorite, but I would like to see him turn it up. And I do think he'll start playing well at some point in the clay season. So.
Yeah, a couple others that jump out to me. So Medvedev at plus 2200, Rublev at plus 2800, Dimitrov at plus 6600. Dimitrov has been playing good tennis.
Wow, that is actually a
That
yeah,
might that that
Dimitrov.
one stands out to me.
There's some really good value there, and actually Rublev at 2,800 is really good value
Yeah.
too. He's one. He has the experience, especially
Yeah.
on clays and 1,000. So,
Yeah.
yeah, dude, Struff right there. You know, Struff has some game on clay. Like, did you see what he did last week in Munich?
I mean, I saw he beat Fritz in the final. I didn't get to watch
Well,
much of it.
the semi, he played Rune, and he was just like Rune. I think Rune's won the championship there, the title there at least 2 or 3 times in Munich. So he's defending it, I think. And if he's not defending it, he's won it in the last 2, 3 years. I just know that because the announcers are saying he's a multiple time winner
Yeah.
there.
Yeah.
But that Rune is. And Struff put the whooping on him, man.
Yeah,
2-0.
six
Yeah,
two, yeah,
2-0.
6-2, 6-0. Brutal.
Yeah, Rune could not do
Dude,
anything against him.
it was 45 minutes.
Bro, it was crazy. I watched it, and Rune's like he just could not do anything. Struff was hitting such his serve was so good. Yeah, he look at that 95% first serve in that match, dude, against Holger Rune.
Yeah, that's wild.
95% first serve.
That's
That's
insane.
that is ridiculous. If I mean, dude, look at him as a dark horse too. If he's serving like that, holy cow.
Yeah, his only loss this month was to Sinner at Monte Carlo. You know, look at this. He's won like three, four, five, so like seven of his last eight matches, looking pretty
Wow.
good. So yeah, maybe
That
there's
is
some
it.
value there.
There is. I like Struff. Struff value.
Any hopes for Khachanov? He's back in the draw this week after withdrawing
I
last
always
week.
have hopes. You
Yeah.
know, we both love him. I always have hopes, but I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't see him doing much. Maybe a quarterfinal like he can do here and there, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be cool to see, but I just like we were saying with her at any point in a draw at this in a 1,000, it's a gauntlet. So those guys catching off her cats, all those guys are gonna be playing top 20s after the first round the whole way through,
Yeah.
you know? And so
No,
it's like
I'm telling you, if I had to drop money tonight, it might be on Dimitrov. I don't know why. He's playing some of the best tennis he's played in a decade.
You heard it here, folks.
I
Go get Grigor right now.
just from a value standpoint, that might be my pick from a value standpoint, but
Hey, green lights. It is. That's a great pick, value wise.
yeah. It's fun to
I
see.
need.
It's
They
fun.
need to get Taylor Fritz out of there, bro. Plus
Oh my
5,000
gosh.
is ridiculous. Get him
I
off the
mean,
top.
to his credit, he made a clay final over the weekend, but I totally agree with you. There's no value there.
I mean, when he got smoked by Struve too,
Yeah, he did. He did.
but no value there. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. But it's fun to see so many big names though, like back in one of these draws. Obviously the big one missing is Djokovic, but to see Nadal, Alcaraz, Sinner, Zverev, Ruud, Tsitsipas, Medi, you know,
Awesome to
all in
see.
a draw. It should be a fun week of tennis in Madrid.
A lot of, yeah, fireworks.
I know you and I were talking offline, and I know that you have some venting to do for our boy team, Dominique team, that you wanted to get off your chest. Let's jump into
Hang up the bat a lot, man, and put
that.
the racket up.
Oh man.
Put it up yesterday.
2 or 3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, in 2020, man. Couldn't.
Yeah.
When did he win the US? What year was that?
2019, I wanna say.
That was the most fraud Grand Slam title I've ever seen in my entire life.
He beat Zverev, right?
Yeah,
And that's
he did.
when was that the year Joker was thrown out? Yeah.
The Joker default. Dude,
Yeah.
actually, that is one of the craziest default story. I mean, any default story is fun to hear about, but that was so crazy because Joker was playing Carreño Busta, I believe. And he was up like it was insane, man. I couldn't tell you exacts, but it was something like 5-3 in the first set. Had like 40-15 and then lost on a break point. Got it somehow Carreño Busta got to a break point. Lost the break point by like a centimeter. It showed up on ShotHawk or something. And then so just crazy margins. Carreño Busta holds to get it to 5-all and then breaks Joker to go 6-5, and that's when Joker hit the ball. So it just turned the whole match. That one shot that went in by like a centimeter, less than a centimeter. It
Changes
was
tennis
like
history, man. Changes tennis history.
literally that one, and he's against Carreño Busta of all people. That guy's not even playing right now, you know?
Because
Insane.
you've got to think Joker wins that tournament. That year with that draw,
Oh.
that adds
Yeah, and that
another
would have been a
slam for
calendar slam,
him.
right?
Yeah, I
Like
think
that it
so.
completed it.
I can't, I don't want to say yes or no. It's too many
It's
years
too
ago.
hard.
I
Yeah,
can't remember, but
it's too hard.
But yeah, he that that tournament was wild. It was 2020. I said 2019 earlier, but so yeah, looking at team, so his win percentage by season, his best season was 2020, when the year he won the US Open. 2021, his that was at 73.5 win percentage. 2021
Impressive.
dropped to 50. 2022, 52.9. Last year, he went 19 wins, 24 losses for a 44.2 win percentage. This year, he's 2-4. He's just, career's trending in the wrong direction. I mean, just looking at his
Dude, I
last
can't tell
10
you
matches, like, geez, brutal.
the frustration that guy brings when you just don't bet on him. That's all I'll say on here. Don't bet on the
Do you
guy.
think there, but do you think there's value to bet against him? Because that's kind of where I'm at with oh my gosh, my mind just went blank. The little dude, the short dude. Oh my gosh.
We gotta find it now.
Little he, short, no, not
Little
Sh Schwartzman.
Schwartzman. Yeah,
Yeah.
Schwartzman. Sounds right.
Diego Schwartzman. Yeah.
Yeah, tiny.
That's where I'm at with Schwartzman is betting. I just bet against him. Anytime I see him in a draw, I just bet against him.
Bro,
You're gonna
that's
come out
yeah.
ahead if that's that's your strategy.
It's very smart, actually. And I will say that with yeah, I'm gonna drop that on tape here. If you can get any line against Dominic Thiem, challenger, regular draw, whatever it is, man, fade that guy.
Yeah.
Sets, both sets, full match, spread, Dominic Thiem, fade him forever.
Dude, I am right there with you. That's the play. God, I'm looking at, sh I just looked up Schwartzman. This year, he's 0-6.
Oh.
He's won 3 sets, lost 12. I mean, again, talk
I
about.
thought team was bad, man. These guys are,
Yeah.
what are these old dudes doing,
I mean,
man?
this
I say
Schwartzman,
old.
he made a couple slam semis, I think, quarters and semis, but yeah, some of these guys just don't know when to hang it up.
Man,
Another one
that
too
just hurt.
that is sad is Wawrinka. I love Wawrinka, love him, but
Love him.
he's still hanging on by a thread. But he's
That one's
you
sad
want to be
though, but it's
fading
cool.
him.
That one's cool though because you like Wawrinka, you know? I mean, Diego Schwartzman, I don't have any feelings towards, but Dominic Thiem, I'm not a fan of, right? So it's like, yeah, hang it up completely. Just hang it up. But Wawrinka, we love. You want to see him around, so every time you see him in a draw, you're like, yeah, I want to watch him play. But then he disappoints you too, and you're like,
Exactly. Did you see him at Wells this year?
Practice.
Practice. Nice.
Practice. Yeah. Well, actually, no,
Yep.
I
Looks
did
like he
not see him.
lost
I don't,
first round.
no. I didn't see him, no. Actually, where was that? I think I was watching it on the board, like on the lawn, actually, if I
Okay.
remember right. Yeah. But didn't, I mean, he was Djokovic's practice partner there too, though, and he lost in the first round. So we wanted to get out and see him after because I bet he was just entertainment mode, you know, because he was his practice partner the rest of the time. I mean, Djokovic lost in the next round too, I think, or the third round to Vukic. So, but
Anyways, man,
yeah.
before we move on, I wanted to hit on some NBA playoffs, so we'll keep this short, but I want
Yeah.
to get your pick I want to get your pick for Madrid. Because the final champion will be named before the next time we talk. Who
Yeah.
would you go with?
I'm gonna pick Casper Ruud. He's gonna do it, dude.
Okay. You think he's gonna two in a
He's
row
gonna do it.
over five?
Casper
Oh,
Ruud's gonna do
yeah,
it.
he's turned the
He's
corner.
gonna he's turning the corner.
I'm gonna go center. I know it's boring, but I feel the way
You
he's
can't go
playing right
wrong, though.
now. Yeah. And Alcaraz is one of only two or three people to beat Sinner this year, so I mean, it's tempting to pull Alcaraz's name out there, but I don't know. I'm gonna stick with Sinner. for this one. We'll see how that goes.
Casper Ruud, I'm saying, I know that's a dark horse. Well, not a dark horse, but I know that's a stretch because there's some really good players in the job, but I think he might have turned a corner here, and I'm hoping he did.
Well, man, anything else on the tennis front in the tennis world you wanted to hit on today?
No, I think we're good to wrap up tennis front. Yeah, we should have a couple guests on soon, because we have some good guests that we can bring on for tennis, but we can plan those obviously coming up.
You think you mentioned one of your buddies is a big follows the Challengers Tour pretty close, and that would be
Yeah,
a fun episode.
we degen out on some challengers at times, so that would be fun. Some crazy stories, some yeah, man. So, and then we could obviously get Keaton on too. He's had some funny stories too, man. So,
We'll make it happen with both of
yeah,
them.
heck yeah. But as far as tennis goes, I mean, today we can close up there. Let's talk about the playoffs, man.
NBA
NBA
playoffs. So
playoffs.
we were just talking about the Mavs game. The Mavs even the series. They split in LA with the Clippers 1-1. Luka with the big second half. Where do you think that series is going? It's obviously we're headed back to Dallas with it tied 1-1. The live odds for that series, the Mavs are favored. They're minus 150. Clippers one plus 130. I mean, pretty even odds, but I don't know. I've
Pretty much a coin flip with those odds.
that was Kawhi's first game back in a few weeks. I want to see Kawhi play another game or two before I count the Clippers out. I think if anyone can battle Luka, in a 7-game series, it's a healthy Kawhi. So it's going to be a fun one to watch play out.
It is. And it's just those two teams, you know, we've seen them in the past playoff series. They don't like each other. And so I think it's going to go six or seven again. And it's up in the air at that point, you know. I really want to see Dallas pull through just because, you know, as we talked about last time, I have a future on them, obviously. So it'd be cool from that standpoint alone. But I'm just a big Luka fan, Dallas fan. So I want them to win it. But yeah, man, the Clippers are so James Harden's playing good. If Kawhi can get it in rhythm, it's scary. So
So that's maybe my favorite series happening right now.
easily for me, hands down. And it's not even like really close. It's the only one I mean, I watched that Lakers Nuggets game the other night too. I'm just looking at the odds here though, it is kind of shocking to see Indiana's favorited to win their series
Yeah, I
against
mean
Milwaukee.
with Giannis out, they looked
Yeah,
bad last night.
they
The
did.
Bucks did.
You just think with Dame time, and you would think it would be enough to at least be a favorite. But
Yeah, that one's a
I mean,
coin toss for me. That one's gonna be tight.
think six or seven there too, or what? Or you think Indiana has the edge?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I want to see another game or two.
Yeah.
Before I just like I said, I'd flip a coin if you made me pick tonight.
Yeah.
Without Giannis, it's just too unpredictable. Even with Dame in there, it's just too unpredictable for me at this stage.
Fair. Fair enough.
The Suns are dead in the water, in my
Dead.
opinion.
I
Yeah,
agree.
they look horrible.
Yeah. Done for.
And then this one's kind of surprising me. The Sixers and the Knicks. The Sixers have been right there in both games. Surprised to see the Knicks at minus 500 for the series price right now. The
Right.
Sixers at plus 360. I feel like that series could easily be 2-2 here in a couple of days.
Yeah. Agreed. There's value there, I think.
You might think about throwing something on that plus 360 for the Sixers,
Yeah,
honestly.
there's definite value there. And that's, yeah, you look at the other ones like 2-0s, and it's Lakers plus 775, Magic are down 2-0, right? They're plus 600. Yeah, that one's strange, you know. You would think that'd be like more around like a plus 700, 600. But I mean, they're that would say that they're going to win both at home, I would think, tie it at two. So who do you like there? Do you think the Knicks will hang on, or
I think the Knicks will hang on, but I could see this one going seven for sure. And I mean, this sounds lame. I could see it going four as well. I think if the Knicks pulled out game three tomorrow night
kind of
in Philly,
could be a
then Philly might just
could
throw
be
in
a
the
dagger.
towel. But I could see
Yeah.
it. I could see it going seven just as easily. That's going to be a fun one. And the other fun one going on right now you mentioned is the Lakers Nuggets. I mean, fun. The Lakers have lost 10 in a row, I think it is now, to the
To
Nuggets.
them, yeah.
They blew a 20-point lead the other night, which was
Insane.
wild. The big thing was
Insane.
the big thing was after the game, especially among the Lakers players and fans and coaches, was the refs and some of the calls that went did not go the Lakers' way down the stretch.
That's
I,
always it, though, isn't it? With the
yeah.
Lakers, come on, let's be real.
Yeah. And I was going to say, so I saw this on Twitter. I saw a few different stats on Twitter. I was going to show you. So over the last 2 years, the Lakers have shot 600 more free throws than this next team. It's like plus 983 is the free throw differential.
I cannot believe what graphic I'm looking at. That is insane.
So the idea the Lakers get a bad whistle is
What?
it's hard to back that. It's hard to back that up with data. It's pretty wild. It would
Yeah.
be, and I saw this all around Twitter. I should have saved a couple of these tweets,
Wait, will you
but
go to the original one too that you were showing?
yeah, for sure. Plus 983 is okay, so let's clarify.
600.
983 is the free throw differential the Lakers have over their opponents in the last 2 years. That's 600 more than the second highest differential team. So the Lakers are getting a friendly whistle, oh, in the big picture.
That is
Right?
ridiculous.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's see.
And they're on here, then they're the first on social media complaining, huh?
Yeah.
All the time.
Lakers got 500 more free throws than other opponents all year. Wild.
Crazy,
So
man.
I have a hard time when I see that. I watch the game. NBA officiating, they've really been letting things go a lot more lately. It's been a lot more physical. I don't think that you blew a 20-point lead. It doesn't come down to one call.
Later, yep.
Yeah, you if you
That's
blow a 20-point
it.
lead, you collapsed as a team. If it was like neck and neck game all 4 quarters, and it comes down to a questionable call, like maybe you have a leg to stand on, but I'm not buying it when you blow a
That
20.
even makes them like, yeah, when you blow a 20-point lead and then that happens, you complain more and it makes you look worse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they're just, yeah, that's all on you. And to do it when you have them on ropes, on the ropes when they're on their floor like that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, what's I think we can wrap this up. We can keep it tight once again, unless you had anything else you wanted to hit on, man.
No, just another good episode. I think we're back in the saddle. It's fun. I look forward to more and more, man. This is awesome. So,
Yeah, we'll have some fun matches to talk about next week, I'm sure. With Madrid, with this lineup that we just talked about, NBA playoffs will continue to heat up, and so yeah, should be a fun week in sports, and excited to jump back into it with you next week, man.
yeah, man. We'll get after it then. Until next time.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you soon.
See ya.